Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I had somebody message me a while back, and fair criticism, point taken. They're like, hey, Aaron, why don't you talk more about the governor's race? And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, because it's not really a race. I mean, you have lockdown lawyer Rafe Graybill. Yeah, he was the kid. He was the silver spoon kid that got the job because of mommy and daddy's money that they've given to the Democrats over the years. So he got the top lawyer gig for former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock. And so they made him. So he was the lockdown lawyer, shutting down bars and restaurants, shutting down your small business, but allowing the big box stores to stay open. You know, telling you, oh, you better not go watch your kids play sports. So that's the running mate. And then the Democrat candidate for governor, old Ryan Bussey, Fussy, as John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, calls him. I mean, he's a gun grabber. He's part of the Giffords gun grabber group. He, you know, got paid $150 an hour to basically testify in support of California's gun ban. And he was on, you know, basically an advisor to Joe Biden's 2020 campaign. You would think a guy who was an advisor to Joe Biden's 2020 campaign would have said something about Joe Biden, would have said something about Kamala Harris, would say something about Tim Walz. Anna Block is the spokeswoman. Anna Marion Block is the spokeswoman for the Gianforte campaign, Republican Governor Greg Gianforte. She sent this message out today. Failed border czar and San Francisco liberal Kamala Harris selected her running mate, soft on crime radical Tim Walz. We aren't surprised the Harris-Walz ticket is counting on the support of unhinged lunatic Ryan Bussey, who refuses to be honest with Montanans about his support for their policies, which have resulted in sky-high inflation, open borders, and unsafe communities. Gianforte's campaign spokesperson Anna Marion Block then said this, quote, Americans know the Harris-Walz-Bussey agenda, fussy, the Bussey agenda will bring nothing more than four more years of failed, weak leadership. As paid advisor for the Biden-Harris campaign, Ryan Bussey owes it to Montanans to come clean on his support for letting criminals run communities and allowing the affordability crisis to rage on. Where is old Fussy Bussy? If you guys have ever watched this guy on Twitter at any point over the last 5 to 6 years, he plays such a tough guy on Twitter. Then he actually came into our Montana Talk studios, and it was fun. And he was like wagging his tail. Oh, no, no, I don't support gun control. Oh, no, 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 I don't want to kill Colstra. Oh, no, no, no. And then he must have just got hammered by his Democrat buddies, because then the next time he came in, rah, 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 rah. If you're such a tough guy, why are you too chicken to say anything about Kamala Harris and this wacko Walz out of burning Minnesota? Looks like we got a caller on the line. 294-0970.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Bipartisan lawmakers are threatening to hold U.S. tax dollars from the global organization in charge of preventing doping at the Olympics. 23 Chinese swimmers who are competing in Paris tested positive, but the World Anti-Doping Agency, known as WADA, says the swimmers just ate contaminated food. The bipartisan bill would direct the Federal Office of Drug Control Policy to withhold $3 million the U.S. gives to WADA. The International Olympic Committee, or IOC, and WADA are frustrated with U.S. scrutiny over how it polices doping. The IOC forced U.S. Olympic officials and Republican Utah Governor Spencer Cox to shut down drug investigations, or they wouldn't have awarded Salt Lake City the 2034 Winter Games. That drew a broadside from House China Committee Chairman John Molinar of Michigan. Molinar said, quote, this brazen attempt by the IOC and WADA to force Utah to interfere in an investigation would win the gold medal in blackmail, said Molinar. Lawmakers hope to tuck their language to hold back on U.S. funds into this fall's spending packages. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine today, we'll see some scattered showers and storms around the area as temperatures will top off in the mid and upper 70s. For tonight, still looking at scattered shower storm chances, especially early on, as temperatures will then bottom out at around 50 in Bozeman to about 60 in the Billings area. Staying cool Thursday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
All right, Semper Gumby once again, always flexible here on Montana Talks. A, because this is the show where you get to talk, so we like to take your phone calls anyway. We don't want to overbook the show with too many guests, but there's been a lot of big breaking news this week. But also, with the big Trump rally taking place in Bozeman on Friday, we're keeping the phone lines open in case there's big guests, in case there's breaking news. Plus, we want to hear from you. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, man, I always love it when we get phone calls from Goose in Anaconda. You know, before we had to wait till the 9 o'clock hour, but now we are on live 1370 KXTL Butte America all morning long. Goose, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Oh, man, let's just break this down a little bit. We got a president that married the babysitter after his wife died. We got his son that's a crack addict. His daughter's a crack addict. He took showers with his daughter. His son moved in with his dead brother's wife, got her hooked on crack and meth. We've got a vice president that did what she did to get on top. Her husband, his first marriage, he got a divorce from because he got the nanny pregnant. Now we've got a vice president wannabe that wants to put tampons in fourth graders' bathrooms, little boys' bathrooms, and wants to defund the police and let a city burn down and bail out the people that are burning down a city. What a great deal. And then we got a senator that's taking the most lobbyist money out of any senator in the last 20 years. He racked up a $1.3 billion food bill in Washington. This is good stuff. I'm really enjoying this.
But they call you weird, Goose. You and your buddies in Anaconda. You guys are weird. You like to go out in your side-by-sides, and you like to head up to Georgetown Lake, and you like to shoot guns. You guys are weird, according to them.
Yeah, we're super weird, all right. They got hot dogs and drinks for Democrats tonight going on at Washu Park. And I think hot dogs is probably the correct food for them people to be eating. But it's going to be hard not to stay away from that one.
Well, so the local Democrats are having some hot dogs. Now, is it going to be the meat-free ones that they forced on the Olympic athletes over in Paris?
More than likely.
Man.
This is just crazy stuff. I just have to believe that most of these Democrats here in Anaconda, you tell them what they're supporting as far as the abortion up to the time of birth and, you know, chopping off the sexual parts of children and transgender story hours in our schools. And they look at you and say, that's not happening. That's crazy. And then you say, they're trying to take your guns. And then they say, well, that'll never happen. And I look them in the eye and I'm like, but you're still going to vote for that? I mean, they're screaming about it every day, taking our guns, but yet still half this town still wants to vote for it because their mommy and daddy did because of the unions. And
yeah.
I looked into the unions, the union part of it, and there ain't nobody prospering from the unions either. So, and not to mention Joe Biden's killing union jobs left and right by killing our gas pipelines and being a war on fossil fuels. So I just don't get it. It's very mind-boggling for me.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I don't know if you saw this. So Mark Roscoe, who was governor back in the 90s, this guy has been endorsing Democrats. He's been with Biden since day one. He's been endorsing Democrat after Democrat after Democrat. Why in the world do Democrats think that Mark Roscoe endorsing Biden, backing John Tester, backing Democrats, backing liberal Supreme Court justices, why do they think Mark Roscoe helps them? I sent this out via X yesterday. Yeah, Oh, Tyler, first off, let me give credit here. Tyler Newcomb said Biden cheerleader Roscoe is about as Republican as Biden's border policy. This is really next level desperation. But then I added this 21 hours ago. I said, yeah, hey, Butte Democrats, John Tester killed Keystone. He helped kill Colstrip 1 and 2, and now he's backed by the guy who you blame for the demise of Montana Power Company and deregulation. Wow, winning message there. That's really going to help you stop shedding support in Butte, America.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing. I mean, we're sitting at record high inflation, record high border crossings. You know, wanting to disarm us, doing the stuff they're doing in schools. There's just absolutely zero reason to vote Democrat. You know, like Dan Bongino says, the Republican Party is not the answer to our problems, but the Democrat Party is all of our problems, and it can't be more obvious. So I don't, barring a bunch of cheating, I think we should be able to win this thing, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
It should be a grand slam. I don't know if you've been to a Denny's lately. Have you seen the price of a Grand Slam breakfast? How much that's gone up just in the last 3 years alone?
Oh, it's terrible. I personally can't make it. I'm slowly sinking. I can't imagine anybody getting ahead with gas prices and then food prices and lumber prices and electricity bill prices and property taxes. And I just don't see how anybody, you know, not to mention Trump, no new wars.
Yeah.
No new wars and 3 Middle East peace treaties. So the world was pretty okay, and we were respected. And now we've got, looking at World War III every second of the day, you know, possibly even nuclear war. We've got chaos in the Middle East and Europe. I mean, there's just nothing these people have done that's good for this country. In fact, a lot of bad.
That's right. Yeah, man, this segment here with Goose and Anaconda, we just need to snag that audio. That's all you need to know about the U.S. Senate and the presidential race here in Montana, right there. Man, he just summed it all up so well. Goose, great to hear from you. You know, speaking of Hunter Biden, he's got a nice set of teeth now. Have you noticed how nice his teeth are? But that's not what his teeth looked like a few years ago. I don't know who was doing his dental work. But I'll tell you what, if you've got some teeth problems, you got a whole grill, and you're embarrassed by it, or you got loose-fitting dentures, and you don't even want to order a steak when you go out for dinner because you're afraid that your teeth are just going to fall out. I'm not talking about a dentist that's going to do your dental cleaning. You stick with your normal dentist, but if you're somebody who needs a whole new grill, a whole new set of teeth, you've got to get a hold of Yellowstone Family Dental, because people travel from all across the U.S., to get dental implants from them. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. MontanaDentalImplants.com.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Winter wheat harvest continues across the Big Sky State. And according to USDA, the national winter wheat harvest moved ahead 6 percentage points as of Sunday to reach 88% complete nationwide. Now, storms yesterday and for the rest of the week definitely going to impact harvest quite a bit. But as of Sunday, 51% of Montana's winter wheat crop has been harvested. As for Montana farmers harvesting spring wheat, just 6% of the crop has been harvested at this point. That's behind the five-year average of 13%.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
At the urging of the National Pork Producers Council, a newly published USDA study found zero trichinella positives in more than 3.2 million pork samples in the United States, demonstrating, the group says, to domestic and global consumers, the safety of the U.S. pork supply. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, one other point that Goose and Anaconda made is how the Democrats want to take away your guns and want to strip away your gun rights. Oh, man, there is so much I could share with you on that front. Oh, let's take you to the Democrat-run state of Colorado first, and then I'll play some audio of what Kamala and Walz had to say here, what crazy Kamala and wacky Walz had to say here. But first, this is a news story out of Colorado. A new law goes into effect in Colorado today, where they're going to track firearms purchases.
Starting today, credit card companies will have to create a specific code to apply to gun and ammo sales in Colorado. The merchant category codes already exist for other kinds of purchases, and applying them to firearms will allow the weapons and ammo purchases to be tracked at the state level. That data could be used to flag suspicious purchases for law enforcement. Similar measures have already either passed or have been signed into law in California and New York. 16 states, including Florida, Tennessee, Idaho, and Utah, have passed laws banning the assignment of such codes specifically to gun retailers. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tanya, for that report. Absolutely nuts. And it's a reminder. You know, Kamala Harris and wacky Walz were saying, oh, we believe in freedom. We believe in freedom. Yeah, they believe in the freedom to allow abortion all the way up until the due date on demand. That's what they consider freedom. But yet they want to not only take away your Second Amendment rights, but in the Democrat-run state of Colorado now, they want to take away your right to privacy in the process. The National Rifle Association also shared this. This one caught my eye. This was on Instagram. The NRA, they're coming for our guns. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz want to ban commonly owned firearms. And a reminder, the Democrat candidate for governor of Montana testified in support of a similar ban in California.
And together, when we win in November, we are finally going to pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban.
There you go. There you go. But yet, local Montana Democrats will say, oh, come on, nobody's going to take away your guns. Just like they told you, oh, come on, we won't put men in girls' bathrooms. What have they been doing? Let's go to Marilyn and Billings next up on the phone lines. Marilyn, great to hear from you.
Oh, good morning, Aaron. So I just have a statement to make that I think is really important. People need to realize that they have to vote early. Don't think that standing in line on election day is going to make a statement. Vote early. Make sure your vote gets to the courthouse this November. So with that in mind, I have a question. How do we serve our senior citizens? Funny for me to say that because I'm one of them. But when they're voting, you know, families, you know, go help them or pick up their ballots and take them to the courthouse, something. But people need to step in so that their ballots aren't harvested or just thrown away.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, I know, you know, our side typically, you know, everyday Americans love to vote on election day and the symbolism and the tradition of it. And I get it. But look, I'm the type, I'm more than happy to turn in my ballot early because, like, for example, there was a big school board election in Billings, and the school board seat that my house is in, a reasonable, solid school board member was elected to finally bring about some change on the school district 2 school board. Well, I turned my ballot in early, and then boom, I ended up my training dates. I had to be gone for some of my military training. The dates got bumped up, so I had to leave early. So I was gone when the election actually occurred, but I sent my ballot in early anyway, and thankfully, and that seat was won by one vote. And like, what if I'd have said, well, I only vote on election day and then I'm gone for election day. Well, you know what I mean? And so, but yeah. you made the even better point is like, it's not about you. It's about you. You do your job. You get your vote in. Then you now have the ability to go take your neighbor, to go take those senior citizens, to go pick up people, not just on election day, but every day leading up to the election as well. And if people truly believe that we need to save America, and this is the election where we have got to save America, then why wouldn't you do everything in your power to save America?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we need to get people out there. Family members, step up to the plate. Help your grandmother, great grandmother, grandfather, get the ballot. Take them to the courthouse so that they can, you know, that the ballot can be deposited.
And hand deliver them. The importance of hand delivering them. You never know; they might get lost in the mail, right? Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Quick break. Back in 60 seconds.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump says he's thrilled with his opponent, Vice President Harris, choosing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as running mate.
This is a ticket that would want this country to go communist immediately, if not sooner.
He's on Fox and Friends.
Donald Trump sees the world a little differently than us.
Governor Walz at a rally with the vice president in Philadelphia. The progressive Missouri House Democrat Cori Bush loses her primary to St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell.
Progressives should actually make progress. Yeah.
Ryan Schmelz.
Bell was backed by a number of pro-Israel groups who were frustrated with Bush's criticism of the key U.S. ally. Bush is now the second squad member to lose a primary this election cycle.
The first was New York Congressman Jamal Bowman. He lost his primary in June to a more moderate Democrat. America's listening to Fox News.
Holy shnikes. Holy shnikes, I just got distracted again here. I was reading through some Montana news headlines. Earlier this week, we had a story on our Montana Talks website about how the Missoula County Democrats are working to raise property taxes another 3%. And I thought 3% was bad. I was like, my goodness, here they go again. Missoula Democrats trying to raise property taxes once again. And of course, that came on the heels of a big policy announcement by legislative Democrats in Montana, where they announced a plan that included a hike in property taxes. And then, well, now I see this headline. This is from the Missoulian. Missoula mayor presents 16% tax increase. I thought 3% was bad that the Missoula County Democrats were pushing, but now the Democrat mayor of Missoula is presenting a 16% tax increase. But yet, all of these legislative candidates that are running as Democrats pretend to care about property tax hikes. But when they actually hold positions of power, what do? They hike your property taxes. You just cannot trust these guys. They love raising taxes. It's just in their DNA. As much as they try to deny, basics of DNA, you know, X, 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 Y, et cetera, you name it. All right, where was I going to go next? Oh, yeah, let's get to this. Why do they call him Tampon Tim? Why is Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, known as Tampon Tim? Here's a portion of Jesse Waters' segment last night on Fox News.
Walz forced schools to stock tampons in boys' bathrooms. Tampons in fourth grade boys' bathrooms. What a freak. What do boys need tampons for? This guy's not Minnesota nice, he's Minnesota nuts. Minnesota lockdowns were worse than California's. Not only did he keep schools and churches locked down, but he set up a hotline so your neighbors could snitch on you for leaving your house without a mask. He probably learned this from China, where he visited 30 times. Weird, right? I'm sure he paid for all those trips himself on a teacher's salary. Walt spent his honeymoon in China. He's being groomed by the Chinese. Now, if I was the FBI, I'd do a background check, just to be safe. He loves China just as much as Biden. 3 months before Biden detonated himself at the debate, Walz was full steam ahead on the cover-up, said Biden was fresher than ever.
I think this week watching, you know, some of the media colleagues look at this as a new Joe Biden. No, it's not. It's the same competent Joe Biden that's been delivering for us. Governors understand that because we have to do it every single day.
Boy, that sounded like John Tester right there. Tim Walz was lying about Biden just like John Tester's been lying about Biden this entire time. All right, phone lines are open for you back after this.
Tom.
The night before the Trump rally in Bozeman, Montana, we're going to have a cool event, kind of like a little pre-funk for the Trump rally. We're going to be doing a cool event at the brewery in Laurel. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I've got that story on our Montana Talks website right now. Or better yet, get the Montana Talks app on your smartphone and you'll see it right there. Plus, we've exposed yet again the fake news narrative against wolf hunting. MontanaTalks.com for that and more.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We mentioned Mark Roscoe. I know. Whenever I say that name, some of you in Butte especially are like, oh, that guy and deregulation and the Montana Power Company. Ah! I know. You get very angry when you hear the name Mark Roscoe. Well, no wonder Mark Roscoe didn't help Joe Biden win the election here in Montana when he's repeatedly endorsed Joe Biden. Why do you think that Mark Roscoe is going to help John Tester? Yeah, the guy that they blame for killing the Montana Power Company, killing your retirement. That's the guy that's endorsing John Tester. Oh, that's a winning message there. That is a winning message there. And what about Bud Brown? What about Bud Brown? You guys remember Bud Brown? He was such a likable guy back in the day. I'm not saying he couldn't be a likable guy today, right? We can disagree on the issues and endorse different folks and still be likable guys, right? Bud Brown. This guy was a character in the 2000 elections here in Montana. We had this barnstorming bus tour, and it was so fun. I took some days off to go volunteer on the barnstorming bus tour, and man, we went everywhere in Montana. I got to tag along for a little bit of it, but then it was, you know, stuffing envelopes and things like that at one of the offices. But anyway, they had all the candidates all on one bus and a bunch of volunteers. We'd hit the town and, you know, like say, for example, we were in Hardin for one stop and we'd stop at a cafe in Hardin and, you know, all the candidates would give their pitch to the folks that would show up for the little rally and the rest of us on the bus, we'd scatter out, we'd knock on doors, we'd hang flyers, you know, we'd drop off flyers at houses and just try to blanket each town that we'd drop in. But every time, it was absolutely hysterical, every time they would introduce Bud Brown, Bud Brown, he talked like Kermit the Frog. it was like this endearing thing about him, Bud Brown, and he would throw his hands in the air and throw his head to the side, Bud Brown, Secretary of State. And it was just kind of hysterical. But he was kind of this likable, nice guy, right? And then after he lost the governor's race to Brian Schweitzer, because Brian Schweitzer was hammering Mark Roscoe over dereg and more, so Bud Brown, he just became bad Bob Brown. He became angry, just bitter, angry Bob Brown. I remember running into him at Sykes Diner, and I tried to wave and say hi. And he was just sitting there at this table, and he just had the angriest, grumpiest look on his face. And it's like, dude, you're the one who lost the election. Why are you bitter and angry at everybody else? Anyway, so Bud Brown. Bob Brown here. This was absolutely hysterical, though. He wrote an op-ed supporting gun control. Bob Brown supported gun control. He couldn't even tell the difference between clips and mags. You guys remember that one? And yet, this fake news liberal blog, The Daily Montanan, quoted him as saying, I served as Montana's Republican Secretary of State, and I know what our state needs. I trust John to keep fighting to secure the border. What? Help our veterans. What? And relentlessly defend our Second Amendment rights. Bob Brown wrote an article supporting gun control. And now Bob Brown says that John Tester is going to help defend our Second Amendment rights. You just can't make up this garbage. You can't make these phonies out there. What an absolute phony. What an absolute phony. My goodness. All right, let's go to Gary in Billings next up on the phone lines. Gary, what's going on?
Hello, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. I was watching Scripps News last night when they introduced this angry old man as Tim Wales. I'm going thinking, here we go again, another old man, white man, like, you know. But then they had him rated as 73% over J.D. Vance as 30% or 43%. So right away they prop up this guy that, since you talk about how much we're being controlled by the left. So thanks, Aaron, for keeping us on the track.
Yeah, I mean, I know we've got some older white guys listening to this show right now, but Walls, he's an angry old white guy. He's an angry old man, isn't he?
No, yeah, I'm going to. We might as well keep Joe Biden in there.
At least he can smile every now and then. At least he can smile, yeah.
Neither one of them know what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, man. They know what they're doing. You know, the first 6 months, you know, we could have said, do these guys, don't they know what they're doing to America? Don't they know what they're doing? Now it's pretty obvious. They know what they are doing. They are harming this country deliberately to turn this country into something else. They know exactly what they are doing.
Well, I just think how low that when Camellia draws all these crowds to cheer on, and what are they going to do when she takes away their guns or take away your car, your phone, your money, if she gets in power? I mean, these people need a psychiatrist, I think.
Absolutely nuts. Yeah, crazy Kamala, wacko Walls, the full ticket here. Oh, by the way, earlier I mentioned, I think this was a part of that great conversation. Gary, thanks for the call. Part of that great conversation that we had with Goose and Anaconda, I talked about, you know, look at, we're all taking hits from inflation, but look at this grand slam. Inflation hits the grand slam breakfast at Denny's. I put this story on our Montana Talks website. This was a post by David Urban on X.com earlier this week. Listen to what he says. Check out how the price of a Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's has gone up in just the last few years. That's why I asked Goose if he's been to a Denny's lately. Now, in defense of Denny's, the price is actually still pretty reasonable. I mean, to be honest, with what prices actually are at most places these days, $12.99 for a Grand Slam breakfast is a big increase in price for them. But in reality, like that's still a pretty good deal for breakfast, to be fair. In fact, when I was in Miles City at the Main Street Grind, had a great breakfast there, had a great coffee there. I will tell you straight up, their prices are too low. I know I shouldn't be saying that. But look, they are sacrificing by keeping their prices as low as they are. Because they recognize, like, man, everybody's getting hit right now. They're getting hit with all their higher prices. But yet they struggle because they don't want to pass the higher prices on to the customer because they know you're struggling too, but you risk your business if you don't cover your costs. So everybody's being hit. It's not just you. It's that small business is being hit too. But yet you got people that show up at these restaurants. Oh, you're jerks. Why did you raise the prices? What, do you want to see my grocery bill? That's what that lady at the cafe in Forsyth told us. She's told people that. She's like, do you want to see my grocery bill? People were complaining about the price of their breakfast in Forsyth, and she's like, do you want to see my grocery bill? Anyway, here's what David Urban shared. In 1977, Denny's introduced their Grand Slam breakfast honoring Hank Aaron. The price was $1.99. It went up $4 over the next 43 years. So for 43 years, somebody do the math here for me. What was it? $5.99 for the Grand Slam breakfast for 43 years. In just the 4 years of Biden-Harris, it has gone up a staggering $7 from $5.99 to $12.99. David Urban then shared the hashtag inflation sucks, Bidenomics, Trump 2024 Vance. Also, that was kind of a cool piece of history about how Denny's started the Grand Slam breakfast in tribute to the great Hank Aaron, too. I thought that was a kind of a cool little tidbit. Let's see. Hey, speaking of Miles City, there was another story that I put on our Montana Talks website. If you're looking for a great spot for a weekend getaway, Travis has some cool stories. He's been traveling around, it looks like, too. He's got some great stories on our Montana Talks website right now. He's got a story. Let's see, one out of Big Timber. The three main streets of Big Timber, Montana. He's got another one here. Let's see, where was it? The crazy little museum of Will Sal, Montana. So that's a couple of headlines for you. But anyway, a friend of mine, Devin Morrison, he actually grew up in Bozeman, but he started the Eaglescape Suites and Event Center in Miles City. So instead of getting a hotel room, I rented out one of those suites last Thursday. It was in Miles City. So cool. Very rustic, very Western, half block away from Main Street, historic Miles City. Check out the photos and more. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
The founder of Panasonic once said,
"We can lead more meaningful and constructive lives
through the pursuit of activities that will ensure
a better today than yesterday,
a better tomorrow than today."
Panasonic is committed to creating a greener,
more equitable future for everyone.
Explore Panasonic Green Impact
at na.panasonic.com/green impact.
Fox News commentary.
Just when you thought the government couldn't get any more incompetent, the Biden-Harris State Department accidentally allocated at least $239 million to the Taliban. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
I had nothing to do with her disappearance, but people still accuse me of it.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
I feel for their families, and I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Biden-Harris State Department accidentally allocated at least $239 million to the Taliban. This oversight happened because the Biden-Harris State Department failed to properly vet award recipients. Apparently, this was all made possible because the Taliban established fake nonprofits to steal aid money. A report by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction shows that since 2021, at least $239 million has been allocated to these bogus Taliban nonprofit fronts. The money was dispersed by State Department divisions to implement projects intended to help achieve American foreign policy and national security goals in Afghanistan. The government is such an embarrassment. That's why we need a president who will end endless wars and stop allocating our money to foreign nations that hate us. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We frequently hear from builders that the delays in getting approvals end up making their projects more expensive. That complaint seems even more important today, with higher interest rates making the delays in getting buildings completed even more costly. Recent research that examined the impact of delays in multifamily housing projects in L.A. suggests that those delays might be costing more than we previously believed. That's because delays can cause many projects to die, and new housing is built at all. The research found that a 25% reduction in approval time duration would increase the rate of new housing construction production by almost 12%. And since faster approvals make new residential investment more attractive, the researchers estimate that the survival of existing and the addition of new projects add up to a 33% gain in housing production from both of these forces. Can solving affordability be as easy as this? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by
Happens. Starting now, visit MVDExpress.com for details. MVDExpress.com.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, They really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more info, SAMHSA.gov.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see. We got a few more messages that have come in on our Montana Talks app. Sorry for just now getting to some of these here. Kendall and Laurel asked a good question earlier. I'm out of the loop, so I missed the reason. Why is Tampon Tester not attending the DNC? Tampon Tester. David Noble called him Tampon Tester yesterday on X as well, because like Tampon Tim Walls, who put tampons in the boys' bathrooms for fourth graders, Tampon Tester supports men and girls' bathrooms as well. So anyway, what's his excuse for not attending the DNC? Prior commitment, daughter wedding, harvesting wheat. What's his excuse? Oh, he'll come up with some phony excuse. And you just watch the fake news media do everything they can this Friday and Saturday to prop up John Tester in the midst of the Trump rally. They never ask the guy tough questions. He's going to have some phony photo op, and they're going to be in tow just sucking up to John Tester in every way they possibly can. Missoula's taxes. I mentioned how Missoula County Democrats are raising property taxes 3%. The city of Missoula, not to be outdone. Here's 16% increase in taxes. Tim and Savage says this regarding the Missoula taxes. You don't know what's best. Just send more money to the government and they will know what is best. Think about it. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz just yesterday had the gall to say that they stand for freedom. Democrats in Missoula County combined are taking 19% more of your money. But they believe in freedom. They just reached into your pocket and they're taking 19% more. But they say they believe in freedom. Wow. Dave in Butte. The left will continue to push gun control at all levels, but have no compunction to stop abortion that kills 10 times the lives as guns. A defenseless constituency is a defeated constituency. All right, let's see. Vivek Ramaswamy, he says this is very good news that the Democrats picked Walls as Kamala's running mate. He was on with Waters last night.
He doesn't help anywhere. They say he helps with the Midwestern white man. Are they going to buy this guy that wants to give boys tampons in fourth grade? The reality is this is a guy they're pitching in completely the wrong way as some type of Midwestern unifier. First of all, you can't be the unifier while also leading the charge on calling 70-plus million Americans weird in his term. And the reality is we have a much stronger case in return if we want to play that game. Boys versus girls can't define the difference. Boys competing with girls in women's sports competitions, even taking away your gas stoves. He's actually been one of the greatest climate alarmist governors in the United States on the left or the right. So if we wanted to level that charge in return, we have a stronger case. But the reality is he can't be a unifier, but also somebody who's alienating 70-plus million Americans as just plain weird, as he calls it. The other thing is it's just one Potemkin village of identity politics, Jesse. The Democrats, it's almost as they don't look at the actual content of the candidates they put up. They realize it had to be a black woman in the vice presidency, now the presidency. That's exactly the reason Kamala got her job. But having checked that box, now they need to revert the other direction,
right,
which is a Midwestern, folksy, white guy of a regular type. And the reality is when they stop giving positions out on the basis of merit and start using these group quotas in either direction, they end up with the worst of all worlds, and that's what this ticket represents. The Minneapolis riots, that's going to be front and center in this campaign. It's going to be about the economy. But remember in that summer what happened. He let that city burn. He let it burn and then blamed America for the fact that it burned. Why would she pick someone like that on the ticket? Why? Well, the fact of the matter is she wasn't making a sound decision, but there's three issues that matter in this election, Jesse. Immigration, economy, crime. On economy, he raised taxes, shows you what he thinks about economic growth. On immigration, he wants to build a ladder over the border wall and give free health care and taxpayer-funded subsidies to migrants. And on crime, that's really where the George Floyd riots come in.
All right. Well said all around there by Vivek Ramaswamy. On with Jesse Waters last night. We got phone lines open in the 8 o'clock hour.